Mrs. Clark. The group, the interracial fellowship group, kind of waned by the late 60s heading into the early 70s. Why do you think that is?
Our children have graduated and gone away. We grew older, and a goodly number of us passed, you know. Uh-huh. And so that was another. But those of us, we stayed in contact with maybe one or two of the members. Uh-huh. Not as a group, but if I would see you and you would see me, wherever we would be, we would stop and embrace each other. And then we would start. And for a long time, when other people didn't know, we could, you can feel someone looking and staring at it, and how we'd be. And then we began to talk about the directions that our children went and all of this. Excuse me. But two good things came out of our group. Coming from Austin to Denton in 62, in Southeast Denton, the streets were not paved. Mm-hmm. I was shocked because I'm in Austin, and all the neighborhoods that I lived in, we had paved streets. We had garbage pickup and all of this, and we didn't have that. And that was one of the things that really had to burn my trash. We had a barrel that somebody would come and pick the garbage up. And then when it rained, having to walk these muddy streets of Denton, mm-hmm. you ruin your Sunday shoes. So I purchased a pair of galoshes, mm-hmm. put my shoes down in.
They probably don't know what in
there. And then once we get to church, I would change into my dress shoes. So as we would meet as a group, we begin to discuss some of the things that we wanted. And mind you, at that time, we were not able to have, we say, a representative from this. Well, we weren't considered a district at that time anyway. Denton hadn't grown to that point. But a little later on, we grew. Denton divided up to the various districts that we had. But we had no one. But we was blessed to have a lady on there that was in real estate. I know you've heard tell of Trudy Foster.
Yes, ma'am.
And we got with her, along with the many of the homeowners in Southeast Denton, to get our streets paved. And I have to give her credit. She went to the city council, fought tooth and nail, shall I use that term, mm-hmm. in order for them to, even though it was added to our taxes, but it was worth it. And not only that, even the mayor at that time owned a lot of property down here in this area, rental property, but yet and still it was difficult to get it passed, but we did get it passed to get the streets paved. And we would walk day and night in the mud and the rain, mm-hmm. Trudy and some of the other ladies that was a part. At first they divided into groups. Betty was with the group where they went and integrated the stores. I think it was the hotel.
Holiday Inn.
The Holiday. So once we got better acquainted with each other and the desires that we felt that we needed we weren't able to get, we would go into groups. So I was a part of the group that Trudy was the leader of to get our streets paved. And Betty can tell you
the
about the group.
The streets would be muddy, rain, mud.
Cars
and
would get stuck.
Miss Hill and Trudy would, and myself, we did this part over here. And we got signatures. And then Trudy took them to the city council. And Reverend Chu was on the board, the city council. So he helped too. That's one of our black ministers of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And we got all the signatures, but Trudy was our spokesman at the city council for us coming. We couldn't go up there. They wouldn't let us come and speak, but Trudy was our spokesman, and we got these streets paved.
So the Interracial Fellowship Group and Trudy Foster, people like her, they did bring positive change.
Yes, yes. Downtown, tell about the experience. No, the hotel is where it was.
Yeah, we went to the hotel, and Elmira was my partner, and she's gone on now. And we went in, they greeted us, and put us at a table, and we had dinner. I was a nervous wreck, but we made it, and they didn't bother us. They were real nice to us. That was the beginning of desegregation.
Then
we went
we
through
go,
a whole lot
when
to
we
get
go,
where we are.
Go downtown to the department stores. Even the people that worked in the department stores, they became more courteous towards us.
Mm-hmm.
They would see us come in, and then they would ask, may we help you? Time passed, we would go, and they act like they
didn't
see us. They would ignore us.
And then watch you.
But once, and I guess see these ladies that was a part of it, they would go back and tell the other members that was not a part of the group. And most of those ladies, as I said, there was church going, and the folks that were in the stores at least knew someone. So their attitude changed, and they had a better attitude towards us and became to be good friends. I know one of the ladies that worked at Bale's store, and I would go there all the time and purchase, put, at that time you could use layaway,
yeah.
And I put my children's clothes on layaway for school. And she finally would have, and every time she would call me on the phone and tell me, I have a good sale going on, you need to get in here. And when I get up there, she would say, you know what, by me purchasing things as often as I did, she kind of realized what I like. And she would have things set aside that she thought maybe that I'd be interested in for the children, you know, to wear.
Same way with Duke and Harris, Betty Wright, she would put stuff back for us at Duke and Harris, that's 5 and 10 store. Mm-hmm. You know, she thinking something we would want alike, she would put it back for us.
So see, we had a positive impact over the city of Denton as a
not
whole.
Not just desegregating schools.
That's right. That's right.